Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. More than 200 medicines are out of stock in Ireland, according to a survey by one of the leading suppliers of generic or out-of-patent medicines. In its monthly medicine shortage index, Azure Pharmaceuticals says 212 medicines are currently out of stock here. That's an increase of 25 compared to last month. The medicines in short supply include treatments for respiratory and bacterial infections, strep throat, pneumonia, pain relief, and blood pressure. In a moment, we'll be hearing from Azure Pharmaceuticals. But first, here's Cathy Marr from Haven Pharmacy in Duleek.
Medicines that we are seeing in short supply, particularly, are any cough medicines, throat lozenges, throat sprays. And coupled with a rise in respiratory illness, we can see a real perfect storm has created in terms of people being able to manage their symptoms at home. And they don't have the treatments to do so because of the short supplies. But also then, if a bacterial infection has posed, then they may need an antibiotic that may be in short supply as well. So when we get to some prescription medicines, there are some prescription medicines that aren't available and we haven't been able to source. So antibiotics, some painkillers, some blood pressure medicines, some other ones. And it's been really, really challenging. The situation regarding antibiotics has been challenging and it varies on day to day. But what's really important is that we don't want to delay treatment. If a patient, young or old, needs an antibiotic, they need it when it's prescribed. They don't need it in a few hours or in a few days. And if that's not available, what we need to be able to do as pharmacists is switch to the safest alternative rather than have to contact prescribers who are under immense pressure and don't need us calling them dozens of times a day. And then we need to get them switched to a safe and effective alternative. We do call on government to introduce something that has been seen successful in other countries, such as a serious shortage protocol. And that will help manage when a prescription medicine is unavailable and still allows for timely, prompt, effective treatment for patients. And that has to be our goal. It uses pharmacists' clinical expertise to switch to a safer therapeutic alternative.
And that was Cathy Marr from Haven Pharmacy in Duleek. Well, let's talk now to Sandra Gannon, who's Managing Director of Azure Pharmaceuticals, which, as we said, conducts that Medicines Shortage Index survey each month, identifying at the moment more than 200 medicines, which it says are out of stock here. A very good afternoon to you, Sandra Gannon, and welcome to the News at One. Now, these 212 medicines, which you say at the moment are unavailable, are they for the most part prescription medicines, or are we talking also here about over-the-counter treatments?
Good afternoon, Brian. The majority of the medicines that we look at are prescription-only medicines, albeit there are some OTC medicines or over-the-counter medicines on that list as well, but they're largely prescription medicines that we focus on.
And are they, in terms of the various treatments they provide, across the board?
We're seeing, I mean, the list will vary from week to week and month to month. And what we're seeing is a continuous supply shortage of, as Cathy alluded to, of antibiotics, particularly the antibiotics that go in a spoon, so those for pediatrics. We're also seeing paracetamol, prescription packs of paracetamol being short, a number of medicines to treat skin disorders, so for psoriasis and eczema, those medicines are short. So it's a constantly evolving situation. It's definitely getting worse. And I suppose the major concern is that where the medicines are single supply, so you only have one supplier in the market, when the medicine goes short here, it really puts the whole system under pressure. So, for example, with some medicines, you will have multiple generics supplying. So if one supplier goes short, other suppliers can pick up the shortfall. But 40% of the medicines currently are from a single source. And that makes it very tricky because you don't have other licensed suppliers available in the market to pick up the demand.
So is this then part of a global picture in terms of shortage of supply, or other factors unique to Ireland?
It's certainly with some medicines, where, as many people have alluded to, there's a perfect storm of respiratory illness. So you're definitely seeing globally shortages occur. I think The problem here is we've been exceptionally good since generics were introduced into the market in driving down price. And, you know, it used to be the case where people wanted to go to Spain to buy medicines. It's now the case that Ireland is at the lower end of pricing for off-patent generic medicines. The problem with that, Brian, is we also have a system where price doesn't go up. So all of the transport costs, all of the ingredient costs, the regulation costs have gone up. But the price for some of these medicines is capped. And therefore, if you look at, for example, paracetamol in prescription size, or if you look at amoxicillin, we're seeing the price in Ireland roughly half that of the price across Europe. And as a small market on the periphery of Europe, now the only English-speaking pack across Europe, and with the additional transport cost required to bring medicine from mainland Europe and across the channel and et cetera, that's putting an additional cost burden on supply here.
In a statement, it means that... Sorry, I was just going to say that the Health Products Regulatory Authority, in a statement to us this lunchtime, have pointed to the medicines shortage framework, which they say was agreed in back in 2018. It's designed, they say, to mitigate the impact of medicine shortages when they occur. Can it do that? Is it doing that?
It can in the acute scenario. So what happens there is if all else fails and there is no licensed version of a medicine available, there are supplies of what are called exempt medicine products. So these are products that are not licensed in Ireland and they can be brought in to cover the shortfall. Mm-hmm. But they're supposed to be used in the acute setting. So not regularly, just to cover the shortages. The problem is that they're actually getting used here more and more. So we're seeing more unlicensed medicines being used to cover the gaps in the licensed medicine supply. And those medicines are also more expensive. So ultimately, if you think about it, if amoxicillin isn't available here and you've got to procure it from a market where they're already paying twice the price, then ultimately the state is picking up that shortfall. So what we're calling on is some reasoned dialogue now around older medicines. We need to start getting smarter about not just how we price them, but also how we source them. We need multiple sources. We're a small market. And we need multiple independent sources of supply at a reasonable price.
And indeed, the HPRA, I suppose, allude to that, because they say that where there are supply issues for individual medicines, alternatives, whether it's alternative strength, alternative brands, generic medicines, they, and I quote, will usually be available. Are they usually available?
Well, in the case of the medicine index that we've done this month, there are 84 medicines, individual medicines, that don't have any alternatives available. So the only alternative there is to go and source unlicensed medicines from other markets, and as I say, and pay the differential in price between Irish reimbursement price and the markets elsewhere. So if you want to buy amoxicillin to cover the shortfall here, you're buying it at twice the price of the reimbursement price here. So what we're asking for is, let's have a discussion about this. Let's look at the short-term solutions. Let's at least bring our pricing for older medicines up to the European average. And then let's look at the longer-term solutions, which is make sure that all essential medicines have at least one other source coming from an independent manufacturing and supply mechanism. Because that will mean that we have some level of safeguarding here.
Very good. Sandra Gannon, Managing Director of Azure Pharmaceuticals, thanks for talking to us on the programme.